Echo Civil Jura to all units.
2-11, Bungle Doggany.
It is that time of the week where, no, we don't catch up with Toby. I'm really sorry about that, Casey, calling you Toby before or referring to you as Toby, but I won't do it again, I promise.
Thanks.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good start to the week yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually, yeah.
Over the weekend, though, were you working on the weekend?
I wasn't, thankfully. I had the weekend off.
That's nasty. That's nasty telling me that. Now, speaking of the weekend, a little bit of traffic making news over the weekend.
Yeah, so over the weekend, the Mildura Highway Patrol and obviously the general units did a lot of traffic. So over the weekend, a 45-year-old male was intercepted on 16th Street, Mildura. And the driver was detected travelling at an alleged speed of 92 kilometres per hour in a posted 60 zone.
92 and a 60.
Yeah. So the driver received a penalty notice for $591 and a loss of licence for 3 months.
Only 3 months.
Yeah. So I think if it was just a bit over, it would have been more.
Yeah, I was going to say it's really, really close to. Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, there was not the only thing happening when it comes to traffic over the weekend, though. Pretty busy.
Yeah, so there was a lot of penalty notices issued. So 7 penalty notices issued for $363 and 3 demerit points. So that's generally between your 10 and 15 k's over the speed limit. It's just a reminder to the community to slow down and just drive to the posted speed limits, especially in the school zones, because there's quite a lot of people not paying attention to the 40 zones as well.
Of course, that makes sense. You've got to look after the kids. You've got to look after the kids. Look, sad news on Sunday afternoon. Scary news when
yeah,
I read this.
So two local males were riding solo dirt bikes along the railway track, so just the dirt track along the railway between Redcliffs and Irimple, where they've collided with each other. Both riders were very seriously injured and taken to Mildura Base and then airlifted to the Melbourne hospital.
Ooh, wow. That's a tough thing. That's a really tough thing.
Our thoughts go out to their family and friends.
Of course, yeah, it is a tough thing. It is a tough thing. Look, you've made some arrests over the weekend. Well, not you, obviously, because you had the weekend off, which I'm really envious of, I've got to be honest.
Yeah, very lucky, I think. So on Sunday afternoon, there was two males arrested on separate occasions for outstanding warrants. Both were released on bail to appear at Mildura Magistrate Court at a later date. Also, a female was arrested and she was also bailed to appear at the Magistrate Court at a later date as well.
Okay, well, look, let's have a look at the community. Of course, we were just talking about the fact that you like to be out there. You like to be out there and involved in the community. I've mentioned too, when Toby was filling in for you, I didn't realise that Toby was filling in, but I mentioned an old mate of mine said, oh, it's great to see coppers on the beat again, like old-fashioned,
yep.
But it's good to see police just out there in the community. Is that something that's going to continue on? Before we go,
the community
further?
Is our number one priority. Oh, so we want to be out and about. And obviously, they help us with our job as well.
Yep, yep.
So they've got vital information that we don't see all day, every day, because we're not in those streets sometimes. So it's great to be in touch with the community for them to help us
love
do
it.
Our job even better.
It is good to see too. And of course, warning members of the public at the moment. You always got some sort of warning for the members of the public.
Yeah, so we've had a recent increase in theft of motor vehicles, theft from motor vehicles, thefts and burglaries in the area. So the offenders are targeting unlocked vehicles, unlocked homes, unsecured items left out in full view. So just make sure that you're locking your house, locking your car, you got your security lights on. If you've got cameras, make sure they're working. Just be very cautious and make sure that you're all locked up.
It's quite sad that we continue to talk about this almost on a weekly basis. But it does work, because it's only the last few weeks that I've installed a permanent security light
yep.
in my carport, even though it's back behind the door still. There's
yeah.
the light there just
that's
in case.
A little deterrent just to say
that's the whole thing.
Someone's watching you.
When the light comes on, it's scary. I'm still not used to it myself when I come in, as a matter of fact. Of course, the thing is, if you do see something out in the community.
Yep, ring 000 or you could ring the police station on 501 8 5300.